views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to Love Living Radio, Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and the power that resides within you. Inside the power of love is the possibility of healing wounds and transforming your stories. Can you feel the call of your spirit? What would igniting your whole being look like? Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Welcome back to Love Living Radio. This week we have our first guest, and she is honestly, I think if I were to try and put it into words, the thing that has always resonated the most with me when it comes to Christina is power and brilliance and priestess. That's just like this part of her essence that is just like so gorgeously goddessly brilliant and leader and just a full-on powerhouse and the perfect person to be talking to us today about being bold in your life. Christina is the founder and the head coach of Hear Her Roar and is a professional certified coach through the International Coach Federation, which if you don't know is kind of a big deal. she's also a mentor coach with Accomplishment Coaching, which is actually how she and I met because we did our coach certifying training program together about, I think, 2 years ago, which is kind of crazy. So, welcome, Christina.
Yay. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited. I'm so honored that, one, that you're my first guest, technically, since I had a total breakdown, communication breakdown last time. But I'm so excited, one, to have you here and have your energy and to be able to create this kind of cool conversation that we're going to talk about today. But do you want to give the readers just like a little bit about who you are and what you're doing in this world?
Sure. That's not a loaded question.
I know. This is really easy.
Yeah. I mean, I guess just to keep it as short and sweet and simple as possible, as you mentioned, I'm a life and leadership coach in my own private practice here at Hear Her Roar. I am super dedicated to the advancement of women, specifically in the way that they develop bold voices for themselves. And what I find the most important about that is it's not just getting bold professionally, which I think is where we look the most often when we think about being powerful in relationships, but also being bold in their personal lives. Most specifically, I reverently call a lot of my clients recovering overachievers. Because they've spent a lot of their lives being really good at taking care of themselves and taking care of everything else, whether it be work or the household or grades or anything in between. And now is just the time for them to be more willing to be bold for themselves and bring a lot more joy and fun to their lives.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that you and I both know that role and that way of being pretty well, also being overachievers and my self-proclaimed recovering perfectionist.
Yeah, well, you know, before we get started, I think it's so perfect that you invited me to be on this show because I haven't, you know, I know you mentioned that we went through this training program together, but to share what that really meant for me, I remember meeting you that very first day. And for anyone who's never met Emily in person or can't already tell through the vibrancy she brings to radio, she is a beacon of light. Like, I mean, like full blinding, like, oh, I can't look for too long. I might fall in love with myself light. And I think for me, that was one of the most important relationships I created our whole year because I was so confronted by how inviting and supportive that you were because I was so bad at getting any support at all up until that point in my life. And so the relationship that I created with you and the way that we get to celebrate it tonight by just having this cool conversation together is really paramount to what I think we're talking about tonight.
Well, one, I just have to say thank you, because that's just such a brilliant reflection, and I wholeheartedly like let that in and soak in on my heart. And it's so funny because I felt like totally the exact same way. Like the magnetism that drew me to you was actually your boldness. Like it was your like sheer brilliance as a woman and as a coach and as a human. Like you walked into that room and you were like, I was like, oh, okay, she's a coach. It was like no question about it. And you really honestly elevated everybody else in the room because of who you were, because of that boldness and that brilliance, which is why you're such a perfect person to be talking about this. So I guess the first question is like, what do you consider being bold? You know, like, so the question is like, what is it like to be bold in your needs? But I think first we kind of actually have to look at like, what does it mean? What does boldness mean?
Yeah. You know, I'm sure that there are various synonyms you can come up with the word bold, but I think really in this conversation and how I pose it to a lot of my clients in my practice is, I remember when I decided to be a nerd and look up the verb definition for the word roar. The dictionary definition was to make a long and lasting sound. And to me, that perfectly reflects what boldness is to me, which is something that you say or do or be that's long and lasting and creates an impact that's unforgettable.
Oof, goosebumps. I love that. Yeah. Yeah. And I guess when I was thinking about this the other day, as I was kind of preparing for the show, the thing that resonated so much around boldness for me too was this concept of ownership, of like, owning who you are, owning what you need, owning like even just the exploration of what you need, you know, like that there's this really cool, like almost like an energy inside of ownership and boldness that seems to kind of resonate. Yeah. Like every time I think about bold, I think about like this priestess or this goddess, like standing strong with her feet rooted in the ground, like, yes, like this is who I am. I'm owning it and I'm here and I'm ready to create some magic.
Yeah, that's beautiful. You know, another image that it conjures for anyone who's, you know, super into landmarks in New York City is, I believe, like a lot of people are fairly familiar with the Statue of the Bull down in the Financial District, and how in the last couple of years they actually erected the statue of a girl holding her hand up as if she can stop this charging bull all on her own. And you know, it's this cool historical landmark of like representing the women's movement as a whole, for what it is in this country. But to me, like, that's sort of what I think of, like anything that could come charging at you, whether it's like fear or your own resistance to getting the help that you need, or like relationships that you're in that overwhelm you. And like with a single swoop of your hand being brought up, it's like, I'm going to stop that now.
Yes. It's so cool. Cause I just saw you as that, because it's like you, it's just so, it's so beautifully you. And I, God, yeah, I love the visual of that, both in what it means for women and the feminist movement, but also just all of humanity to be like, hey, I got this, which is kind of also how I see boldness too. You know, it's like, I got this, which is, you know, sometimes accessible and sometimes it's a little bit more challenging to dig up. And I guess, how would you look at boldness when it comes to, because this is an area that you are so amazingly grounded in and have so much knowledge around, but what do you see as like, what does it look like to be bold at work?
Ooh, so, you know, Oh God, how do I take this question? You know, I think it comes down to the fact that there's really, I see two different places to be bold. And one is being bold in your vision at work. And then from there, being bold in what you need to have that vision fulfilled. And I think where a lot of people don't assume that it starts is in owning your value in whatever profession that you're in. And, you know, that's something that you and I have a lot of experience in because we went through a 1-year training and transformation program. But I think the average person, especially if they don't relate to themselves as holding a leadership position in their field, don't relate to themselves as leaders with visions. And as a result, don't relate to themselves as valuable in what they're doing. And so I think the first step is actually owning your worth in the position that you're in and owning what that worth like could create. And then from there, actually getting clear on like what support you need to go and create it, whether it's, you know, going to your boss and negotiating a raise and or a promotion, or going to teammates that you work with and actually owning that you need support on a project or you need support with delegating because you want to see it become even bigger and better than you originally saw it before. Does all that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I guess what I heard in that was one, like owning your own value, creating that vision, and then creating a way to create it with the partnership of the people that you're surrounded with by, you know, communicating what it is that you actually need. Yeah, mm-hmm. That seems really clear and really kind of streamlined also, you know, and that boldness begins with you owning who you are and then the ripple of how to create that from there. So yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I just want to let everybody know, first, how to get in touch with Christina, because right before we're going to take a little break in about a minute, and I want to make sure that everybody knows how to get in touch with her. So her website is hearherroar.net, and you can also send her an email at christina@hearherroar.net. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what it means to be bold, for instance, maybe in your relationships, in your partnerships, and also what it means to be bold with yourself. So stay tuned. We will be right back on Love Living Radio, and there's a lot more to come. Thanks, guys.
Finding success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern, and for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Everybody, we are here on Love Living Radio, and I'm Emily Perkins, and I'm joined by the oh-so-brilliant professional certified coach, Christina, and we are talking about being bold in your life, what that looks like, all over your life, like work, relationships, partnerships, friendships. And most especially being bold with yourself. So before we were talking a little bit about what it means to be bold at work and what that might look like and what that might mean, there's all sorts of ways that that can show up. But Christina really beautifully kind of sunk into this kind of essence and streamline of being bold with owning your value and being bold from there with your vision and then creating partnership around that, creating that vision with your team, with your coworkers, with whoever it is that you're working with. So now we're going to kind of dive into a little bit about what it means to be bold in your personal relationships. And that might be your family and your friends, or even maybe a romantic partner. So one, I want to welcome back Christina. Hi, Christina.
Hey, here I am.
So I was thinking about this today, actually, about being bold, in relationship. And I think a lot of times we think about being bold in relationship as like an either or a little bit, you know, like if I'm being bold in this relationship, then someone else has to cave or compromise, or there's some kind of like win, lose. And I would love to talk about like a different kind of conversation to have around being bold in relationship, whether it's with your family or a friend, or most especially with a romantic partner. So what do you see as like a way to communicate what it is that we need around, like maybe say, you know, having time for self-care inside of a romantic relationship and being bold in that need for taking care of yourself?
Yeah. I mean, it's a great question. And I think as women in particular, it's a great question to ask. I find that, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, so many of us are still raised with the caretaker mentality of, you know, we're here to build up the relationship, we're here to support the partner, we're here to martyr ourselves, as the case may be, or even self-sacrifice. And, you know, My fiance actually just graduated from a 2-year graduate program, and hope you guys like personal stories, because I'm going to get real personal for a second. But the program was grueling for both of us. I moved to a brand new place to be with him during his first academic year, and it was kind of like I decided to move to a new place where I didn't know anyone all by myself because of how little I actually got to see him. And in addition to barely ever seeing him when I did, he was a bit of a mess, you know, stressed out, overworked, overstudied, overperforming, in need of food, in need of a clean apartment, in need of like this, need. And naturally, the only way that I knew how to take care of myself was to make sure he was taken care of so that at least we were happy together. And the natural repercussion of that is I just developed this mentality of sister's got to take care of herself. She's got to fend for herself. She's got to do it herself. And to your point of like that win-lose conversation, I think oftentimes we collapse being bold with being independent. Like we're not powerful in our relationships if we need something from someone else. But I think the boldest thing I did in my relationship was, you know, turning to my boyfriend at the time, recently fiance, that's a plug of my celebration. you know, actually like sitting down with him, even when I was scared of what the outcome might be, and admitting that I was feeling really burnt out. But more importantly, that I was noticing that I was trying to fill my own gas tank by filling his and hoping that, you know, some of the gas leaked over into my tank if I sprayed the nozzle just right. And it's interesting, like, the reason I share that is because I think it's so easy to tell people go ask for what you need and, like, pretend that it's not scary. But it was honestly one of the scariest things I ever did, because I really thought that would be the thing, like that would be the straw that broke my overworked grad student camel's back. But I also get that if it wasn't the conversation that I had, that we may not be engaged right now, because I was working myself, you know, down into a fine line where there was no room for anything else, because I wasn't taking care of myself the same way I was taking care of him. And I wasn't letting him try to take care of me at all.
Yeah. Yes. I so hear that. And it is this funny balance of, and especially I think for women, this is a little bit of a generalization, and it is by any means not that the, like the norm in terms of how it shows up all the time, but for those of us who do really lean towards caretaking, I mean, I completely understand that. It's actually literally what I do all day long, is actually care for people in every aspect of my business, whether it's having my hands on someone with facials or the energy work or the coaching. My energy is constantly in this loving, caring space. So sometimes at the end of the day, I get home and I'm like, I've got nothing. And all I need is a hug, just someone to hug me and hold me and maybe talk about my day, maybe not. And, you know, sometimes I have that person there for me and sometimes I don't. And finding that balance is, and really it's a communication, right? Like it's just communicating where we're at and what we need so that the other person can be let in on what's going on for us. And I think that kind of sometimes is the boldness, is have, like you said, having the courage to actually say where you're at and what you need so that your partner can be let in on it.
Yeah. And, you know, Emily, I think what I really heard and what you just shared is part of, like, we kind of talked about how at work, the first step to being bold at work is being bold with owning your own value. And I actually also hear that the first step in relationships of owning what you need with someone else is being bold enough to take a step back and own what you need with yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's a conversation I've been having a lot, actually, with the guy that I'm seeing. And it's a really powerful one to just be really clear about, like, hey, when I shut down, this is what happens. Or sometimes at the end of the day, I just really need this. Like, I need a hug, or I need a little bit of time to myself to regenerate. And just having that kind of communication so that the other person knows, you know, too, because the men in our life, they want to be able to support and please and make us happy. Mm-hmm. I think we forget that sometimes in thinking that we always have to be that person for them. For those of us that tend to be that way. but you know, it's just as beneficial for them to be able to support us. They receive just as much as we do when we get to support them. And I forget that all the time, for one, you know, that it's actually a gift to let somebody support you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And that boldness is like, again, that is, it's that ownership of, this is what I need. And even just acknowledging that that's what you need, because like from what I heard from your story and from what I know from my own life, like sometimes it actually takes a while of going through the motions to figure out what it is we actually need.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that's, again, you know, here we are talking about boldness, and we defined it a little bit earlier as something that's not just in the moment, but actually long and lasting. And I actually have it like, once you choose to be bold, there's no going back. Yeah, like liken it to when you accidentally see a 95-year-old topless woman on the beach, you're never going to forget it. You will never unsee that. To break it to you, but the vision is there for forever. And boldness, while hopefully not as negative in consequence, I have it also last with you. Once you choose it, you're in it and you have it.
Oh, so that's okay. I now forever have a 95-year-old birth in my brain along with boldness. And it's so true. It really is. Like, once you tap into that energy and that way of being, it's there for you to tap into whenever you need it. And we're going to talk a lot more about this in a little bit. We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, Christina and I are going to talk a little bit more about identifying your needs. How do you even know what you need? And then figuring out how to be bold in them. We might talk a little bit more about partnership and romance, and also a little bit about being bold with ourselves and what that looks like. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice?
The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Are you ready to make deep, lasting, transformative changes? Then tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio for Susanna Jameson's hit show, Love, Light, Sound Radio. During her show, Susanna inspires and supports spiritually and health-conscious individuals all over the world to reconnect with their heart, their inner peace, and balance. Love, Light, Sound Radio. Transformation happens here now. For more information, visit SusannaJameson.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back, everybody. You're here on Love Living Radio, and I am Emily Perkins, and I'm joined by the brilliant Christina. And we're talking about being bold at work, being bold in your relationships, what that means. We were just talking a little bit about being bold in your partnerships, and funny enough, we were talking on the break about this really yummy body scrub that Christina has, a Venus body scrub. That sounds really luscious, and their marketing is like really wonderfully sensual. But it kind of perfectly led us right into, after giggling about it for a while, it led us into like, hey, like, what does it mean to be bold in your romantic relationships or in any kind of sensual relationship? Like, what does it mean to be bold in your needs in bed? So I know for me, it's something that I've had to like really actually work on. We talked a lot about, or a little bit about, how scary it can sometimes be to own what you need and to be bold about saying the things that you need. And I think sex is one of those areas that this shows up tenfold for people, because it is this kind of sensitive and somewhat taboo. And there's just a lot of stuff around sex. There's a lot of shame, a lot of judgment, a lot of fear. So I think being bold around what you need in a partnership and in bed can be a little bit tricky sometimes and challenging. So, and Christina, I'm sure you have some probably wonderful insight about this too. But like, for me, I think being bold about my needs in bed has really been about owning my body and owning my sexuality, and also weirdly owning the trauma, like owning the things that have happened that I know are triggers for me, so that I can create a really healthy sexual experience for myself and for my partner, because they're really one and the same. But I guess what's your verdict on this, on being bold in bed?
Yeah, I mean, I love where you're looking, and thanks so much for sharing personally what it looked like for you. Because I have it that for everyone in bed, it's literally the most intimate place you can get, besides maybe sharing your bank account and social security number with someone. But, I know for me, like, I hear you mentioning like owning your body and owning your sexuality. For me, it was really about learning how to own that I'm worth receiving something. I think so often, whether you're a man or a woman, or you identify as neither, like, the sexual experiences that we've learned from are all about like perform to make your partner feel good, or in some cases perform so that it's over with. And there isn't a lot of attention spent on like actually owning that you're deserving of receiving something, especially something as intimate and oftentimes sexy and loving as what you get in the bedroom. And, you know, I experienced this firsthand in my most recent relationship of us kind of reinventing what our sex life looked like. And it's really uncomfortable. Like no one, it's kind of like the first time you have sex with the lights on and you're like, wow, I did not need my partner to know that that piece of skin wrinkled there. It's just like similarly, like having this open dialogue and being like, oh God, like, I don't want to own that. Like, I don't know how that part of your anatomy works. Or I was hoping this helicopter motion would keep us going into our marriage or whatever, you know, the case may be. Because it's dirty and it's sweaty. But what I learned personally from it is that when I stopped making it about getting it right, like getting sex right and performing it right and doing it right, and actually just was honest about like, how good I wanted to feel. It shocked me that my partner was like, okay, so how do we do that?
Yeah. And that's kind of the fun part too, about being bold, that we don't always think about that. Like it actually may open up some really awesome partnership space. You know, like it may be the thing that your partner needed in order to lean in a little bit to this awesome new way of experiencing sex, which is also just a beautiful way of mirroring relationship. You know, whether it's sex and relationship, it's they can go hand in hand. But like you leaning in into that kind of like beautiful way of saying, hey, what do you think about this? Which is definitely sometimes a bold conversation, can open up this really cool space for partnership and can open up this really cool space for your partner to actually get to please you and satisfy you and like create this cool, kinky, you know, fun exploration of what sex can look like for you. So,
yeah. Well, you know, the other thing is like with that, my biggest pet peeve at the end of any sexual encounter is the question, was that good for you? I know that sounds so silly and so cliche, but the reason it's such a trigger for me is because it's like, why did you wait till the end to find out if it was good or not? And I think like, here we are talking about ownership and talking about long and lasting, and that's a really funny phrase to string together when you're talking about sex, but outside of the euphemism of it, like oftentimes the boldest way to get your needs met in bed is to actually practice having that open communication during it. Like, yes, the pre-coital conversation and laying some planks for each other is great. And similarly, checking in at the end, if you're trying something new, is wonderful. But my challenge for anyone out there who's really looking to see their needs get met in the bedroom or looking to, you know, get better at meeting their partner's needs is to actually practice sharing with each other in the moment. And to be really clear, I don't know how graphic I could get on radio, but like, it's not always going to feel sexy doing that. Like you might have some mishaps. You might have some moments where the fire is fizzled out because it's weird and it's awkward and you're not used to it. But trust that that's okay. Like trust that that's actually part of the fun and trust that it's going to be the thing that leads to those mind-blowing experiences that make all the difference.
Yes. Yeah. I so totally hear that and resonate with that. And it is just having the courage to have the conversation, both in bed, before, after, anytime. Maybe you're sitting at a restaurant and you want to start talking about like, hey, how did that feel for you? Do you want to try something? You know, like, hey, do you want to try incorporating toys? Yes, please. You know, like having some lightness around it too, you know, like it doesn't, I think that there's sometimes this pressure and this weight around having conversations around sex because of that performance, bubble and weight that sometimes is there. But yeah, I think it's just such a cool space to just get a little bit loose. That sounds like a, like literally get loose and maybe get loose with your, get loose with your tongue.
Oh my God. Everything becomes a sex pun when you're talking about sex.
Seriously. It's like you literally can't avoid it. It just happens. But there's something really, I think, really beautiful about being bold in that kind of a way. One, it creates this incredible energy within you of like, embodying who you are, and which then in turn creates this really cool new energy with your partner. Cause being kind of reflects being, so they're going to pick up on that and be like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, it's a really cool space to get curious about and to like really kind of lean into a little bit, you know, like be bold, people, be bold.
Yeah, or like, what's like a notch up from bold? Be communicative. Be loud. Try something.
Ooh, be loud. In every way. It's literally like sex jokes all over the place, but but seriously, and you know, there's a way to be with that with so much love and compassion too. You know, like. Have fun with it. Have it be silly and goofy and sexy, and it's gonna get messy and it's gonna get weird sometimes, but like that's part of the process.
Yeah. And I think, like, you know, what I've loved about our conversation as a whole tonight so far, or this afternoon based on where you're listening, is how we really like express that boldness isn't just what a lot of people collapse it to be, which is just like, oh, you're powerful, you're upfront, you're direct, you're demanding. But it actually takes on different forms based on what it is you need. You know, in the workplace, it's about owning your value. With getting your needs met, it's about owning that you have them. And in the bedroom, oftentimes the bold thing is actually owning that, like, sex in your body and, you know, whatever goes on behind closed doors can be fun and light and easy.
Yeah. But such a great point, because we do have these concepts of what boldness means, and to remind people that it can show up in all sorts of different forms and energies and ways of being and softness. And yeah, there's just a beautiful array of what that word can encapsulate. So, yeah, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about being bold in your needs, around, you know, maybe yourself. What does it look like? What do you need? How do you know what you need? We might talk a little bit more about sex only because it's so much fun. but, and guys, I want to make sure that you also know that you can call in, ask us questions. That's what we're here for. You know, like, we would love to hear from you. So if you have questions, please, please, please call. Thanks so much. And we will be back in just a short minute.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Have you ever said to yourself, I need to let this go? While the phrase sounds effective, what does it actually mean? How do you let something go? Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. here's an idea when letting something go. Find a time you won't be disturbed, and just between you and the universe, handwrite a letter sharing all your feelings of anger, hurt, and sadness. At the end, write, "However, I choose to live my life with love, joy, and strength, and so for all that, I release you." After you sign your name, immediately shred the letter, noting how your body physically feels as you release something that you've been carrying for oh so long. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my site at elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotE.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Welcome back, everybody. So we are here on Love Living Radio talking with the incredible, beautiful, absolutely brilliant Christina about being bold in our needs. And I want to make sure that everybody knows, you guys, call in. You can totally call in and get supported, ask questions. The number is 1-800-930-2819. We would really love to hear from you. We're having so much fun over here that we kind of forgot about the fact that you guys can call in. So let's jump right in. And if you guys, if you want to give us a call, we are here waiting for you. So for now, we're going to talk a little bit about what it means to be bold in our needs. But you know what? I think there's this thing that I just want to make sure that we touch on. Like, I think so much of the time people ask us, what do you need? Especially in relationship. What do you need? What do you need? What do you need? And half the time, I think sometimes we don't even know what it is that we need. And I think that's part of the process of like getting to know yourself and getting to know, and even just taking that 2 minutes to be like, what do I need right now? Like, what do I actually need? And then finding a way to communicate that, to whether it's something that you need from someone else or whether it's something that you need from yourself. Because like today, for instance, like I was with clients all day, back to back to back to back. And I knew that I needed to come home and just check out and take a few minutes to just maybe play in my garden, pet my dog, take a minute and have a snack and sit down and just decompress. And I had to actually consciously like ask myself, what do you need right now to make sure that you're grounded and ready for this awesome, fun conversation you're about to have? So I think part of the process in actually getting to know, like in being bold about your needs, is actually figuring out what the heck you need. And Christina, what is a way that you do that? Like check in with yourself and ask and get to know what it is that you need.
Ooh, yeah. So This is one of my favorite questions of all time, because if you asked me 2 years ago, I'd be like, I don't have needs. Go away. But, you know, and keep in mind, this is one practice that I use. I'm not saying that it's the cure-all for everyone who needs to identify their needs. And if it doesn't resonate with you, feel free to create another practice of your own. But what I find really works for me is I find that my needs come in two different layers. There's the external layer of how I might meet that need in a tangible way. Like, oh, I could go take a nap. Oh, I could go, you know, get a hug from someone. Oh, like, you know, my fiance can go buy a coffee for me so I don't have to get it myself. Oh, I can, you know, hire a secretary so I have less work to do. But underneath that surface tangible thing that I could go get, there's usually a deeper core need. What I mean by that is that there's something that that tangible thing is going to give me that it would actually fill the need that I have. And I know for me personally, it's usually some version of, I need to feel whole and safe, or I need to feel loved. And of course there's myriads of needs beyond that, but those are usually my starting place. And so sometimes, especially I did this when I first started really practicing asking for what I needed, I would actually write down like what I thought I need and then draw a little arrow to what that actually meant for me. Like, oh, I thought I needed my boyfriend to give me more compliments. What I actually needed was to know that he thought I was valuable in our relationship.
Mm. Yeah, and it's so simple and so powerful. And I love that visual of the, you know, of just creating like a little sheet of paper with a line and an arrow. Because there's something so powerful about knowing that underlying need, you know, about knowing what it is, because in knowing that underlying core need, that root, you also get to own it. Like you get to be like, oh, okay. You know, the thing that I really need right now is to feel loved or is to feel valuable in my relationship. And then from there, it's a different kind of conversation. You know, like it's not like, oh my God, you're not taking out the garbage, or like, oh my God, you never buy me a coffee. You know, mm-hmm. like it's not from a place of blame or being the victim of it. It's more like, oh my gosh, okay, I see that this need is just this desire that I have to feel safe or loved or for intimacy or whatever it might look like for you, you actually get to own it. And then it's such a different kind of conversation with your friend or your coworker or your partner of like, hey, like it resonates so differently when you say, oh my gosh, you know, I'm just in this place where I need a little bit of love right now, versus like, oh my gosh, can you please just go get this for me? Can you please just like run to the grocery store and pick up eggs, because I really need you to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, yeah. I think
the way that I liken it is, you know, we talk a lot about the essence and the highest version of ourselves. And I think what people like to avoid talking about is when they're not at their best. And a metaphor that a mentor of mine once used is when we're trying to fulfill needs that, like from a disempowered place, it's actually like trying to fill a black hole. It's just totally impossible.
Yeah.
But to own boldly what it is you need and trust yourself and trust someone else enough to voice it, it's no longer this endless black hole that can't be filled. It's actually just your heart that was there all along.
Mm. Oh my God, Christina, that's so beautiful. It's so beautiful and so true, you know, and it's a communication between hearts instead of a communication between our survival selves and our stuff, mm-hmm. which is a lot of the time where people communicate from, especially in our needs. I'm reading this amazing book right now called Nonviolent Communication. And it's really honestly about this. It's about like figuring out what the need is inside of the conflict so that you can actually create resolution without struggle, without the anger and the violence, really, you know, because underneath all of that anger, underneath all that tension or resentment or, you know, pissed off energy is really some kind of a need. And kind of like you just said so beautifully, like figuring, you know, drawing that arrow to figure out, hey, what is the need? What is really the need outside of the tangible thing? Is such a beautiful way of communicating with people and creating connection and partnership. And like, oh my God, two people or 10 people having their needs met is a pretty beautiful and powerful thing.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, I feel like I could talk about this forever and ever. And I can feel like, I feel like I could talk to you forever and ever, but I want to make sure that everybody knows how to get in touch with you. Christina is just an absolutely brilliant, spectacular coach. If you haven't figured that out yet, which is so freaking obvious in how she speaks and communicates. The best way to get in touch with her is through her website, which is hearherroar.net, or at her email, which is christina@hearherroar.net. We are so grateful for all of you for tuning in. We love you. We thank you. We wish you so much love in your life, and we'll see you back here next week. Thank you, Christina.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Love Living Radio. Ignite your whole being with Emily Perkins. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and the power that resides within you. Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.